Hey there, welcome to the Student to CEO podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Mason. We're talking to entrepreneurs who launched their business at a young age and they're now killing the game. Tune in to our episodes as these guests spill the dirt on taking that leap into entrepreneurship just like they did. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Student to CEO podcast. I'm so excited to be having Pamela Barty as our guest on this show. Pamela Barty is an entrepreneur, trailblazer, and real estate mogul. She currently owns four companies, the Moshe Group, Moshe Construction, Moshe Development, and B Blazers. She has dominated the real estate industry with over $100 million sold, developed, or acquired in real estate assets throughout her career. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me and for the lovely introduction, Ashley. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I'd love if you could start off by telling our listeners what you do and how you exactly got there.
Absolutely. So it's been a bit of a journey, I guess, on my entrepreneurial route. So I started off, where do I even begin? It's such a process. I started in small business when I was about 10 years old and in my parents' restaurant. I was there pretty much throughout college, helping them, like going back and forth. I went to Stonehill College, shout out to Stonehill. And I had an entrepreneurship major and a communications major, double major at Stonehill. And pretty much my senior year was dedicated to putting together my own business. And I really didn't know what that was up until junior year summer, where my dad had a vacancy in his building. And I decided to open up sort of like ice cream cafe, dessert cafe kind of thing. And pretty much after I graduated Stonehill, I jumped straight into opening up my first brick and mortar store. And I also got into a restaurant on the Esplanade by the time I was 21. So by the time I was 21, I had two restaurants. And that's really where my world was in the restaurant world. And that's all I really knew. And I sort of, 6 months after having both my restaurants sort of in order, I basically decided, okay, I need to diversify my income. You know, I was getting a little bored because, you know, my employees, I had them all ready to go. So I was like, okay, now what do I do? You know, how can I make more money and diversify, you know, say, you know, because some of my businesses were seasonal, I was saying to myself, well, you know, I need to diversify revenue streams because the average millionaire does have 7 streams of income. So, you know, I said, okay, great. I have 2 restaurants, but now I got to get into something else. And my father and my uncle teamed up together and they were flipping houses. They started that in like 2008, 2009, small deals here and there, but I really loved the business model. So after getting my restaurants in line, I really started looking at the real estate development model and I really liked it. So I said, okay, I'm going to start flipping houses now. And started getting into that slowly, hired a mentor, and really got into that business. And from there, I got my real estate license just so I could understand the market and my numbers when I'm developing. And then that turned into a whole referral business of its own. So this is a story sort of how I got here. So now I own the Moshe Group, which is a culmination of everything real estate. So one is the development company, which is Moshe Development. That's where we buy properties and we flip them. And then we have the construction company, which is the construction company that works on those developments. And then the brokerage company, which is, you know, the real estate agent type of the business, commercial and residential assets. So that's kind of like the trifecta of the Moshe Group. And then I have other passion projects on the side, like B Blazers, as you mentioned, which is a fashion blazer company. So that's currently in development now. It'll probably launch in 2021. But basically, it's about boosting self-confidence to all of us who wear it. And then I have a show as well, Underdog, that's launching very soon as well. So I am just an entrepreneur by trade, mostly in real estate, but also in other ways as well. And my whole mission throughout all my businesses is to empower others and to really help elevate them in any way that I can. And I love it.
You are incredible. And it's clear from all that you are involved in is that you are totally a multi-passionate entrepreneur because you have all of these different businesses and projects going on. So kind of going off of that, because you have so many businesses and projects to manage, how do you manage it all? Like for people who want to end up having more than one business, what's your kind of secret sauce or process that you follow for being able to really manage everything without feeling totally overwhelmed?
Absolutely. So I think the key to success of a successful entrepreneur, I would say this, I would say that it truly comes down to logistics, right? Like if you know the logistics of a business, you can run any business out there. So it's all about knowing timelines. And then next to that is teams. So setting up a team that's going to execute with you, because the business is all about logistics and then you got to execute those logistics. So those are the two main components, I think, of being a successful entrepreneur. So it's, you know, during the development phase, you know, I have my construction team that's mostly handling all the construction on site. So I mostly oversee it. So that sort of keeps my hands off of the day-to-day over there. So thankfully I have the construction team that executes on my project sites, which is awesome. So I'm not there all day. So with that, I can do other things with my time. So it's all about time management through those logistics and execution, and then having the right team, you know, knowing where to place employees or subcontractors, you know, to get work done so that you can free up as much time as possible. And I mean, what's the number one thing? Delegate. That's the hardest part of any entrepreneur's business, you know, how do I delegate? Because you get so stuck on your business and you just want to hold on to it. You're like, no, I want to do this myself, but you got to learn to delegate. So that's one big thing that I've had to learn personally, because I was always the one, you know, the gung-ho, like, you know, no, I'm going to do it myself. And I've learned there's only so many hours in the day, and to execute properly, you need to delegate. So it's a mix of understanding your business logistics and bringing in the right team and delegating to them.
Yes. I love that you mentioned delegation, because that's something that I have noticed throughout the past few years is the more that you're able to offload to a team member or even a group of individuals, the better it can be. And one thing that I've noticed, and I'm sure you've noticed the same thing throughout all of your companies, is that in order to make more money, you have to spend money. And that 100% applies to delegation. So when you're hiring people who are total experts in what you do, it can really help you see a project through. You're able to make more money because now you have more time to actually do those revenue generating activities.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more, but it's the hardest part to get to, right? It's like, I've personally struggled with it myself. I'm like, you know, I can do right. it. And then, like you said, but you do end up making more money and you create your business to become more streamlined, which allows for more opportunity and more time to gather more clients or, you know, keep the business moving. So I completely agree with you 100%.
Yes, absolutely. Now going off of that, what would you say was actually the most difficult part of starting your business?
Oh gosh. I mean, it's the hardest part, I think, of becoming an entrepreneur and really starting something from the ground up is physically that. Starting from the ground up and, you know, learning how to market yourself and generate clients, you know, building your book of business, I think, especially in real estate, I can speak to this 100%. Building that book of business where you initially get yourself off the ground, because once you get off the ground, and you start walking, you'll start running in no time. But that whole process, like the first 2 to 3 years of business, is extremely difficult. And I feel like that's where entrepreneurs are really discouraged the most, is those first 2 to 3 years, and those are the most pivotal, you know. So it's like, how do you get over that initial hump? Because once you can master that, I feel like you can just hit the ground running. But until you get there, it's kind of like this, you know, it's a real big mental process. And I remember for myself, you know, when I was first starting out, it was like, you know, I was pouring all this money into my developments, and I was like maxing out credit cards left and right, and it was like, oh my god, this property is not going to close till, you know, 6 months from now. So I have to figure out how I'm going to cash flow in the meantime. And, you know, just all these scary things that come with first bringing a business off the ground. But once you can do that, I feel like everything's, you can pretty much run after that. But until then, it's kind of like this process. I would say that would be my most difficult, was really lifting everything off the ground. And, you know, now I'm in a much, much better place. Everything's awesome. And you know, would just continue to grow, but it was that initial phase.
You're so right. It's like when we're first starting out, just being able to, as you mentioned, build that book of business with getting clients and actually finding those customers and getting them to trust you. And also with the fact that you're completely new to this and trying to figure everything out on your own. But it's almost like once you kind of get those people within your network and show how valuable you are, it's like things continue to get traction and momentum from there. And then they start referring you out. And then there you go. Boom, your business is continuing to grow based off of that work that you put in. But you're exactly right. I think that just really kind of actually getting started can be a huge, huge thing that can bog people down.
Absolutely. And I remember, I mean, speaking in real estate, you know, on the brokerage side, you know, and the development side, it's like there's so many real estate agents, you know, whether it's commercial or, you know, residential. And it was like, I remember starting off in the beginning and it was like, oh my God, I don't even know how this works. You know, it was like, because this is a completely foreign world to me. And it was like, I had to really learn everything on my own. And what I did was hire a mentor to teach me, you know, the real estate development game. Plus, you know, I had my uncle and my dad to sort of lean on to learn more of the construction side. But still, there's nothing like physically doing it yourself and like learning it yourself and, you know, and really starting to build that book of businesses. I remember it's like, you know, you go to a client and it's like, what establishes your credibility to, you know, get them to trust you to sell their property or help them buy a property or anything like that. Or even in the development phase, you know, when I'm going to somebody who wants to sell their property and I want to buy it, you know, what's my track record, you know, to do this. So I remember that was such a struggle. And luckily I was part of teams and I could use sort of their credibility to help me along, you know, that's because that's what they recommended to me. They're like, Tim, you know, you're part of this team, you know, you can use our credibility, you know, to keep things moving forward. And that was kind of a way that I sort of helped navigate the waters. So I was like, well, you know, I am part of this team and I do contribute to it. So I guess I, you know, I'm able to use that credibility until I build my own, which is kind of the motto in the real estate game, because if you don't have a track record, then you just don't personally, but you can as a team. So that's, I mean, anyone who's listening, who's thinking about real estate is, you know, and you're in the initial phases of it, I would recommend starting on a team because you can really use that background to help you. And so that, you know, it's not everything's on you, you know, you have a team to fall back on. So that's something, you know, I know that's industry specific, but it could potentially apply to other industries as well. You know, or different partners or different collaborations that you have, you know, you can help have them sort of back you as credibility. Because until, you know, for me now, because I have the track record and the credibility, you know, on the different things that I've done, you know, the 100 million sold or acquired, you know, that speaks for itself now. I don't need to do, you know, anything else to market myself further. But, you know, building all that, it was literally one by one, which took a long, long time. But, you know, the hardest part is literally the book of business.
Yes, exactly. And I love your point about surrounding yourself with a team, because as you mentioned, you can use their credibility and their expertise to kind of push you forward. And also too, with that, one of the things that I always say is that I love surrounding myself with people who are smarter than me, because that's how I continue to grow. And so I think that's exactly the point that you're getting across with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Because when you first start out, you really don't know much, you know, and you're just trying to figure it all out. And this is surrounding yourself with a team, because I know so many entrepreneurs get overwhelmed in the beginning. Like, how am I supposed to do this, you know, on my own? You don't have to do it alone. Join the team and they'll help you. You know, there's so many awesome people. I remember when I was first starting out, I would look at the successful entrepreneurs in the industry that I was interested in, which was real estate. And I would literally contact them and be like, okay, I really want to add value to you. And I really just want to hear your story and what you did right, what you did wrong, and like your recommendations. And you would be shocked at how many people were just willing to just give up half an hour to have a coffee with you, you know, and really just share that. And that helped me with leaps and bounds. Truly. And that's something that I always recommend to anyone who's looking for advice. I'm like, listen, just look at somebody who's successful in your industry and sit down with them. And then if you want to learn from them further, offer them like payment for consulting. They'll help you. You know, like that's the best way to do it, because you gather so much value from that person that's invaluable. So like you're pretty much paying to learn the mistakes that they made, that they paid a much bigger price for. You know, so these are the things that I always recommend. I'm like, this is what I did, and this is what you should do too. It costs money, but, you know, or even just a simple conversation from the get-go, that could also help you too. You know, if you don't have the funds to go into consulting and all that, but that's like my biggest guidance these days is really like, if you're really interested in something, have a cup of coffee and see, find a consultant in that industry. Like, it will help you tremendously, because to learn the ins and outs of something will take you years. You know, and if you hire a consultant, it will transform everything, because they know, they live and breathe that on a daily basis. You know, and that's the same thing. You know, when people hire me for consulting or as a real estate broker to represent them on their behalf, they know I live and breathe this every single day. You know, so it's invaluable. You know, that type of expertise is invaluable. So that's always like my, okay, how are you going to get over that initial hump? This is it.
Yes. Oh, I love that. So now that we've really focused on what the most difficult part of your business was, what would you say was the most rewarding of going into being an entrepreneur?
To be completely honest, not even anything monetary. I mean, I've hit 7 figures and that was great, but like, you know, throughout my journey, what I did was I post a lot on social media to keep everyone updated on my life, because it sometimes changes on a daily basis. And, you know, I go to a lot of networking events and things like that, but being able to go out and speak and really share my story and basically interact with other entrepreneurs and, you know, other aspiring entrepreneurs and, you know, hearing their ideas and really talking to them about it and having them say to me, Sam, you inspired me by doing this. You know, I saw you do this, so I did this. Like, that honestly is the most rewarding part of what I do, because the whole reason why I even share my story or do anything that I do is because I want to show individuals out there that, like, hey, if I can do this, like, I'm 28 years old right now and I started all this ground up. You know, by the time I was 21, I had my 2 restaurants and everything. And if I can do it, you totally can as well. You know, you are totally capable of doing whatever your soul wants to do. And, you know, I think just throughout my interactions with individuals and like different presentations that I've given, like at Stonehill and at different events and conferences, you know, being able to afterwards sort of circle back with anyone in the audience who was paying attention or, you know, connected with me afterwards, seeing where their progress is now and hearing them say, like, you know, I inspired you, you inspired me to do this. So I did this. Like, there was this one, gentleman who, he sent me a message on Instagram like about a month ago. And he was like, hey, Pam, you know, you remember at that conference that, you know, I told you that I was really interested in starting an online marketing business. And you said to me, why not? And he's like, and those words stuck with me forever. And I just started, you know, and
wow.
I just kept going. And I was like, whoa, you know, like that alone within itself just blew everything else out of the water. I'm like, okay, this is my mission. You know,
yes,
like, this is my mission, is to empower like 1,000%, because that is the most rewarding thing, to be able to hear someone be inspired by you and then go out there and do something that's going to elevate their lives. Like, there's nothing greater than that in my book. I'm like, you know, nothing financial can compare to that, you know.
Exactly. And I love that that is the most rewarding thing for you, because that's exactly why I'm so happy to have you here with us on this podcast, is because that's really what Student to CEO is all about, is just inspiring other people to launch the venture of their dreams because you inspired them and because of your story and what you accomplished and all of that stuff. So I love that that has been the most rewarding thing to you.
Thank you so much. And that really goes off the whole reason why I started my show too, which is Underdog. And that was the whole basis, is, you know, stories of individuals who are rising above, have risen above in different walks of life. You know, it's all about that, hearing that story and helping motivate others, because once they hear the storytelling of this, it might help them to change their life in a different way. You know, so that's honestly like the best the most empowering part of what I do, just simply being an entrepreneur and the interactions that I'm blessed to have and sharing my story and then seeing these types of outcomes is really mind-blowing.
Absolutely. So what would you say led you to your success that you've experienced over the past 7 to 8 years?
Truly, I would say I mean, I have a whole formula on this, but
yes, but you do.
yes, I do. So I mean, I can go over that. It's to make it easier, it's the acronym FACTS, which is fearlessness, adaptability, compassion, trusting your gut, and self-confidence. So those are like that's like my formula. That's the five step formula. Yes, that I talk about, and it's really. But I think beyond that, the number one thing that I think has really led me to my success is just holding my values. You know, this the whole time as I've been doing business, just being compassionate and really understanding and having confidence in what I do. But I think it's always about creating value to the other side. You know, I've always been able to find a way. It's like, okay, how can I create value to this individual? You know, and for me, it's real estate. So for me, it's, you know, how can I, if it's development, how can I take this asset, redevelop it, and make it into something gorgeous that will have value to the family moving in after? You know, or if it's a client that I'm working with, how can I add value to this client in such a way that, you know, they feel like family to me? You know, because the way that I advise in real estate and consult is pretty much I analyze the deal as if it was my own. Would I do the deal? No. You know, like I'm very brutally honest when it comes to these things. So it's all about creating value on the other side. I think that's the most pivotal part of my success. And I think it has a lot to do with I've stayed myself throughout the years. You know, I never bent. And, it's all about staying true to you and your values. And to me, it's all about integrity and really hustle, you know. If someone hires me to represent on their behalf, I'm going to hustle my heart out and I'm going to advise them as if it's my own purchase or sale or anything like that. I advise them as if it's my own family. So I think that the relationships that I've built by creating value over the years has really led to my success because most of my, I mean, like 95, no, it's like 100% at this point. I don't advertise at all. It's all referral.
No, you don't.
Everything that I do, I don't do anything. And that's why I'm like, you know, I'm at the point now where it's like I'm starting to scale up, and that whole delegation piece that I was talking about, you know, now is the part where I'm really starting to, you know, build more employees onto the team and really start to expand. Because if this is where I've gone just on referrals, I mean, I can't imagine once things really start kicking into gear, advertising wise and all that stuff, you know, and implementing my whole strategy of, you know, treating clients like family or, you know, that kind of thing, or developing with compassion, you know, developing properties with compassion, because I find that in the real estate development industry, there's kind of a big disconnect. You know, a lot of developers aren't thinking about the community or the neighborhood that they're stepping into. It's just kind of like, all right, well, I just want to build this and that's it. So creating this whole heart piece to it was really integral for me. So
yeah, that's fantastic. One of the things that I always say personally is that I focus my business model on humans, not dollars. And it sounds like that's really similar to what you do too, because when you put in the work to build those relationships, provide value to people, and simply just be there for them without really expecting a sale, that's when the sales come. And that's something that people don't often realize, but it's like when you just simply be a human and just offer a helping hand and really go that extra mile, people take notice of that, and that's when they will hire you or purchase a product from you and then refer you to all their friends and family.
I absolutely 100% agree with that, because I think too, it's, you know, we get so caught up in business and the dollars and the financing side of things that, you know, you forget you're talking to a human being. Like I say this in real estate all the time. I'm like, listen, you know, what differentiates me is like, I want to know everything about you, like the whole thing. How can I help you in any way? I'm not just talking real estate, you know, how else can I be a resource to you? You know, if you work with me, pretty much I become your friend. You know, that's just what it is. I become your friend, almost like family. You know, how can I help you? You know, is it your kid's birthday? I'll send them a gift. You know, like different things that, you know, adding the human element, like you said, I think is so important. And being sort of like a listening ear and hearing them out. Like, I mean, I've had clients that have gone through really bad situations in their life because different things, different situations that have happened. You know, like when I purchase properties, often most people don't want to sell because they want to. It's circumstantial and they're going through a tough time. You know, this is speaking more on the development side. And, you know, so some of the real estate developers, they really take like a brutal approach, meaning, you know, it's not very compassionate. It's like, this is what I'm offering you, that's it, see you later. You know, I walk in and I'm like, listen, how can I help you get past this? If they're facing foreclosure or this, or, you know, there's some sort of hardship in their life, and help them throughout the whole picture. And then we can talk about the real estate. It's like, I truly, you know, I feel like everyone that I'm introduced to is introduced to me for a reason. And I always try to look at the whole picture, not just the transaction. Like you said, it's humans or dollars. And that has helped me tremendously, I think, in my business and what makes me stand out, because people are like, you know, work with Pam, like, she's awesome. Like, they don't say, oh yeah, this and that. It's like, she's just awesome to work with, and you just don't even think about anyone else, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, thank you, you know? So I think it's absolutely key that you know, you focus on the relationship rather than anything else when building, you know, especially that first book of business, because that's really going to take you to all the next levels of referrals and whatnot.
Yep. 100%. So now, knowing what you have found to be the most difficult and the most rewarding of your business, and also what really led you to your success, what would you say that if there was one thing you could have done differently or wish you knew what you know now, what would it be?
Oh dear. That's something.
I know, I hit you with that.
Yeah. I mean, oh man, I would say, I'm trying to make it not industry specific, but I mean, man, something I could have done differently. Truly, I mean, I'm a real estate developer. That's kind of my number one thing. And, you know, certain deals I just wouldn't have stepped into, you know, that's like,
I think that can actually apply to any industry, because no matter, like, getting in with a client that just doesn't end up being a good fit. So yeah, I think that is really a good one to apply to. So just certain deals you wouldn't have done.
Yeah, exactly. Like, had I known, you know, like, the I think the key to my success now, you know, especially this might be more real estate specific, but, you know, in real estate's a local business, right? And any time that I've stepped out of my range of, like, Boston, like West Roxbury, Rosendale, like Hyde Park area, I haven't found as much success, because it's not my arena, you know? So it's like, in terms of building, you know, so anytime that I'm in my zone, things are awesome. Anytime I step anywhere outside of that, it's, you know, there's certain deals that I've done, like, in different cities that didn't go so well, you know? So learning where your strengths and weaknesses are. But the hard part about that is you won't know your weaknesses until you don't do so well on something. So I would say, you know, don't be afraid of those lessons. And, you know, there's going to be ups and downs and all these things. But, you know, over the years, there's certain things that you just, you know, but that's part of the expertise, you know, you learn what you're good at, what you're not good at, what works, what doesn't work, and you kind of shift from there. So it's not really the failures, more so lessons to help you sort of sharpen up. And that's the reason why I say consultants are invaluable, because they will tell you the mistakes ahead of time, you know?
Exactly. Well, I think especially because being in our own businesses, we often get tunnel vision. So we're so close to our businesses, we're so focused on them, that it's really hard for us to take a step back and actually see and say to ourselves, no, this actually isn't a good idea. So as you mentioned, having those consultants and mentors who can be like, hey, Pamela, this isn't really the best thing for you to do, is invaluable.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I want to ask you a question that you may not have been asked before, but I think it's something that's really important to discuss. But why do you think it's important for individuals to start a business at a young age specifically?
My honest answer, it's your lowest level of risk when you're young. It's you still, so when I started in business young, I was like, when I was first developing my first two restaurants, cafes, I was 21, right? But I was also living at home at that time, you know, so I had safety nets at that time. And it was sort of like the trial and error period for me, you know, where, you know, I wasn't married, didn't have kids, was still living at home. So I was able to sort of pull off the logistical side of things, that if things went south, I had something to fall back on. imagine starting a business. It becomes much riskier as you get older because, you know, you start getting married, having kids, you have a mortgage, you have a lot more commitments and responsibilities that make it scarier for you to start a business. That's why a lot of people become risk averse, I think, as they get older, because they have more responsibilities and financial duties that they can't, you know, just pull back and say, oh, I'm going to start this and that's it. You know, a lot of people do and they find success, which is great. I'm just saying the risk tolerance goes much lower as you get older. My honest opinion, to start something from scratch and go full throttle on it. And I think when you're young and you have the energy, you also have the opportunity to be the first in your field, you know, the first to master that. You know, like for me, out of a lot of individuals that I know, I'm probably the one with the most real estate experience because I started so early, you know? So those are, I think, are the two advantages. I think it's the risk. And then it's also, you have the chance to become a master in your field early because you tack on a lot of years of experience by starting young. So that's kind of my thoughts.
I 100% agree. And I've spoken to other entrepreneurs who have also said the same thing. And the same thing was said to me when I was starting my business. People were like, well, you're starting it so young that if, say, things go south by the time you graduate, it's almost like you can just start with a fresh slate once you graduate and move on to a corporate job. And it's nothing you really need to worry about because you don't have those bills and you don't have those responsibilities that's holding you back. And exactly what you mentioned too, you have so much more time to make a bigger impact. Like, as you mentioned, you're 28 and look at how much you've accomplished up leading up until now. Imagine if you started when you were like 50, then you have less time to be able to make an impact. And of course, there's no shame in starting a business when you're older, but there's so many benefits of starting a business when you're young and being able to take that time and really build up that momentum and keep following your dream.
I 1000% agree with you. And not only that, those two that I mentioned, but it's like when you're young, you have the energy and all your dedication will come to that one business. So you're fully focused and you're like full throttle on it. So you're able, your chances of success are much greater. Whereas, you know, a lot of people start side hustles now. I mean, eventually they can get, you know, they can go full time and, you know, it'll change, but it's going to take a lot longer, I think, to make that happen. I think the higher chances of success are, you know, when you're young and just like, all right, I'm going to do this full throttle. I'm going to get this thing done because that's your primary focus and responsibility, right, is to get that business off the ground. So you just have a lot more energy and a lot more time to put into it, which, you know, in the end carries itself through. So I 100% agree. It's the best time to start a business, honestly. Like I said, you have the safety nets, you have the opportunity to, you know, tack on the years of experience and just so many different reasons. Completely agree with you.
Yeah. And especially too, now that you're really have built up your first business or your first few businesses, now you're able to dabble in a whole bunch of other projects that you're really, really passionate about and things that inspire you and motivate you. So it's like, because you started early, now it means that you're able to reserve time to focus on other things that really mean something to you because you've been able to build a team to focus on these businesses and be able to pass off more tasks and not have everything fall on yourself.
Absolutely. Because, you know, like I said, the first, I don't know, 3 to 5 years of business are grind time, right? You know, you're building everything ground up. Everything's getting built. You're just learning the processes yourself. You're just starting to bring on your team little by little, you know, and learning the ins and outs of your business. And then after that is really when you start to delegate and start to really enjoy and be able to dabble in different things. And that's the beauty of it. You know, it's like I always hear, you know, sacrifice now, enjoy later. That's exactly what it is, you know.
Yes, 100%. So Pamela, what would you leave as your last piece of advice for our listeners today?
Last piece of advice? I mean, truly, to be a successful entrepreneur doesn't just mean you know business strategy and everything very well. It's all about your mentality and positivity. You know, you manifest the life that you're living. You know, if you're thinking negative, things are going to come out sideways. If you're thinking positive, things are going to come out positive. So it's really thinking about the whole of a being, you know. It's not just about business. It's not just about what master you are. It doesn't even matter. There's people that have been in the same business for 30, 40, 50 years that are still stuck in the same motion. And the people who succeed are really the ones that have their mentality in check, you know, that are thinking positive, that are thinking about helping others. Pretty much everything you mentioned throughout this interview is really just adding value to clients and really going that extra mile. It's about humans, relationships, you know. So, but in order to do that, you have to be at peace with yourself. So you really got to learn to balance sort of on the inside before you know, to show your business success. And what I'm getting at here is it starts with you, it starts from within, and then you can be successful. Get your positive mentality in mind, and then from there, you can do anything. You know, whatever you set your mind to and what you set your mentality to, you will get there. But again, it starts from within. So really, you know, and throughout this quarantine time, and really take the time to just balance everything inside of you, let go and release all the negativity and think positive and really sit down and think about the things that you want. And once your mind is dedicated to those, there's no stopping you. And then from there, just go, you know, so that would be my number one piece of advice is figure out your balance right now. You know, whether you're an existing entrepreneur or you're an aspiring entrepreneur, balance everything in your life right now internally. Release everything that's negative and bring in everything that's positive. And really just write down your vision board, your goals. And just keep going. Stay positive.
I know. Stay positive. I know. That's one thing that I definitely did not take into consideration when I was just starting was mindset. As you mentioned, strategy is just one small part of business, but being able to have that optimistic mindset is everything. And as you said, you manifest what you want into your life. So if you say that something is going to happen or that you truly believe something is going to happen, it will. And I think that is a huge part and being an entrepreneur, a successful one at that, is just being able to adapt that mindset and always utilize it moving forward.
Right, exactly. And being aware of your energy, you know, that's very important. Energy is very important. It decides what you attract in your life and so many different components. You know, a lot of people are like, Pam, how have you been successful? It's like, yes, it's been the relationships. It's also been mindset. You know, they work very much hand in hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pamela, this has been such an amazing conversation. And I know that our listeners will get a whole plethora of wealth and knowledge from this. And so I'd love if you could tell everyone where they can find you online to connect with you further.
Absolutely. So that anyone can find me on LinkedIn or on my website. So my LinkedIn, my name is Pamela Bardhi, P-A-M-E-L-A space B-A-R-D-H-I. And then also my website is www.PamelaBardhi.com, same spelling as the LinkedIn. So feel free to connect with me there. I'd be more than happy to.
Awesome. And I'll put those links for people in the show notes so that way they can easily click on over there and follow you there. But thank you so much, Pamela, for being a part of the show. And I know that everyone will find this truly valuable.
Thank you so much for having me, Ashley. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening today. I'd love it if you could subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with those who could use it most. For show notes and more information, go to studenttoceo.com/podcast.